So let me see if I got your question right. Essentially, within the journal, we have week one suggested content for Lexio. That's how I have it written out. And it's usually five, right? Five. So like for the first week, it's the baptism and temptation of our Lord. That's chapter 1, 9 through 13. And then I have questions that I've put in there to ask. So your question is, how does that sort of work in if we're doing the group? What I've suggested is to say, so this is 4 weeks long. At home on their own, they read in the four sections, right? So there's 16 chapters in Mark, four chapters a week. But when you get to your actual group, my suggestion is that, well, you can choose whatever you want. Let me point out again, if you get together and everybody's like, for whatever reason, God put in mind chapter 2, verses 24 through 27, I don't even know what that's about. You guys pray it, right? Because God might be telling you to. My thought is a lot of people would be like, what should we talk about? And if you just leave it to like, talk about whatever you want, that might be no structure at all. So my point is, choose one, choose all five of these. And if you need help in the meditatio section coming up with things to talk about, you can read those questions. My thought is there's two very different ways that you can use those questions if you choose to use them. And I really want to point out, you don't have to. This was just me providing a way, especially for people if they're doing it by themselves. One way is you can say, hey guys, how about we choose number two, the fasting and the new wineskins. If you don't mind, how about we read these questions beforehand, and then when we get here and try to do meditatio, that will kind of give us a good lead. That's one way to do it. Another way would be you physically get there, everybody reads, and then you ask those questions, meditatio time. Just options. Because the other thing you guys can do is to say, we get here, we decide our own text, ask your own questions. But I thought, and Father and I talking about it, CY's help as well, we go, you know, if this is the first time for some people, this might be a nice way to sort of guide it. And if you're wondering, like, well, what sort of things does Bo think, this is just me, right, this is not the church, but what sort of things does Bo think might come up in a meditatio section? This might just be a good guide for you to look at and go, oh, okay, these are the sort of things that might be, you know, reasonable to meditate on. Does that help? Okay. So I want to stress to everyone in here and who might listen, you know, this is not like you must do these questions, but they were fun to write, so I'm perfectly happy to have just written them for myself. So, oh, right. The only way you would get through five, which is not a problem, is if just none of them are sticking. So like you do the first two and you're like, you know, everyone's like, it's just not. So you go, okay, keep going. My thought is like, you know, early after five, one of them. But that's why I provided sort of all five. Another option that you can do, like another reason I did five is if someone isn't in a group and they were just doing this, I thought like, well, then 5 out of 7 days of that week they could do this. That was another idea. But my thought is, practically for the groups, two questions. I think that you can take a whole session on just one, especially when people get a little bit more practice at it. But I wanted to make sure people didn't feel like they just had to drag on forever. And again, time-wise, this is more, you guys know your groups better than I do. I think you can do this all for 30 minutes. Some people can do this for 3 hours. That might be detritus to other relationships in their life. So, my thought would be the hour as a sort of standard, but by no means go shorter or longer. 10 minutes is probably too little. good question so far. Did I say that question back into here? Okay, the question was, would people... There's no way you would do all five of the questions in the prayer journal, and that's absolutely correct. And then everything I said sort of makes sense from that. Any other comments or thoughts? I really want to hear this. You guys, what do you think about this? Trying it, Lexio Divina. Good. Interesting is good. Just to point out, I love how you put it. It'll be interesting precisely because many people don't have a lot of practice of contemplation, or at least not in a group. And I don't even mind the idea of you talking about that contemplation is like your homework is to go contemplate. I don't mind that completely. But, and again, I'm not trying to like say this was all, you know, this is some sort of grand education theme scheme that Father and I cooked up. But we do think that, like, you know, one of the things that you hear Father and I pressing again and again is that we have to get a return to the interior life. That's what's missing is a profound interior life for many people. And Lectio Divina is certainly time-honored fact, helps with the interior life. So one reason I think it would be good for people to do some of the contemplation in the group is just we are mimetic creatures. We are creatures who learn by imitating others. Now, I mean, of course, that doesn't mean they're going to be like, you know, like if you furrow your eyebrow, they're like, oh, better furrow it like he does. But I mean, there's just something about trying it in a group, being silent together. And maybe I'm also thinking of this as a 34-year-old with four kids. About the quietest part of my entire week will be those 10 to 15 minutes in the group. So, but you're right. Contemplation should be scary. And people aren't as comfortable as they should be with this. Like, every time I teach a philosophy class, people are like, I'm confused. I'm like, good, you've learned lesson one, because life is confusing. And if you weren't confused, I'm a bad teacher. Same thing in prayer. If contemplation's not a bit scary, you're not contemplating. Why is that the case? Because you, my friend, are about to contemplate the God who flooded the earth, died on a cross, zapped people for lying about what they did with the money that they were going to give to the church. I mean, God, if anything, is not boring. If you're going to contemplate this God, which means view God, but not only view God from like an outsider's view, but in yourself, in this interior, profoundly vulnerable way. Scary. Should be scary. Good. That we got to encourage people to be a little bit scared. Scared in the good way. You know, if anybody is like, I'm getting ready to go compete in the World Series, are you scared? Nope. You're like, well, I'm not starting you. Right? We want people to be a little nervous about this. So I think that's great. And I think it even warrants a good little talk. If you're talking to your group, like, this should feel weird, people. It's different. So it's perfectly good. Again, if they get done and everyone's like, ah, this isn't weird. This is like being at TGIF Fridays eating wings. You're like, oh, well, maybe we did it wrong. So the question is, maybe by the fourth week, instead of following, you know, the journal a little closer like you would the first few weeks, is to help encourage people to that week do their own personal lectio and then, so to speak, bring what they found to discuss it. I think that's a fantastic idea, especially this first time around, if you feel up to doing that, and like you feel like you have a group that would respond. And I especially like this idea of progressively getting to that point. And even if you, and maybe like at the very beginning, let's say, well, let's plan for the fourth one to be a little longer, not drastically longer, but a little longer. And I would still give time to maybe do Lectio in the group, save one part to go ahead and do in the group. But yeah, no, I think that'd be fantastic if at the end of all this, you know, people have time to talk about, you know, how what it felt like to sort of, you know, walk down this path. And I would love if you do that and people give feedback to hear, you know, what they thought were barriers to this and stuff like that. Look, I'll show my cards. I don't think this is some sort of preference, to be honest. I don't think that we're like, oh, Sanpei, you know, tomato, tomato, Lectio Divina. No, I actually think this is like a central way the church reads the Bible. And this is something that we really need to spread to the laity. Not saying that that's necessarily Father's view. It's mine. I'll just be honest. But I'm really interested to hear what people think are barriers for them to read like this. Because I'm sure there are barriers. And But instead of saying like, oh, well, this is just one method among others, I want to hear like, what are those barriers and how can we help people surmount them? So I would love to hear your feedback in that regard. So the question is, or just really the concern, is if we don't do a good enough job, especially with the contemplation part, that people will find it either too hard or confusing or uncomfortable, and they won't want to come back even for week two. Well, first of all, you know, I do hope that everybody gets a hold of this. I'm not going to act like this is the best, you know, the best thing ever written by Lectio Divina ever. Maybe in 2015. I don't know. I'll let other people decide that. But I understand, I'm not acting like this is the be-all, end-all of Lectio Divina introduction. I do think that it's a good way. I think anybody who read this should be able to go like, oh, okay, I kind of understand where we're going. I mean, people have read it. Like, it's not hieroglyphics, right? But I do think that people, week one, should take time to point this stuff out. Part of the point of, like, this will be uncomfortable the first time. Probably, and by first time I mean all this 4 weeks. Each step is progressively probably more difficult and uncomfortable. Most people can read, right? This isn't OU, sorry. Oklahoma State dig, sorry. So everybody can read. Most people know what you mean by meditation, but that might be a little weird talking with people, but I think that's largely something people can get over. Deciding that there's something being asked to pray about within what we're reading, that's a leap, but everybody's like, oh, okay, you know, we're Christians, we pray. Contemplation's going to be the hard one. I think what goes a long way is to say, this will be awkward. Each movement is progressively a little more difficult than the rest. I think you then go, there's no... You have to promise to me that you will admit this part, that you're not going to really, you know if you're prepared for it unless you try the whole 4 weeks. And then, you know, this gets back to just one of the big things that I always try to tell people. Everything good in life is difficult to start out with. And I think we should advertise the difficulty. We should be like, the reason this is difficult is because it will help you go deeper in your prayer life than you have. And you have to admit, it takes work, it takes a bit of determination, it takes prayer to pray this way. And certainly lead with prayer, Lord, open our minds and our hearts to go about doing Lectio Divina as you would see it done. And look, I've been to a lot of places where people have gone like, sheesh, Lectio Divina, that's just one of those things that, you know, people are telling us is all great, and they blame everybody. It's the hippies, it's the conservatives. But if it just sounds like we're peddling some method, like, here's the be-all, end-all fix of your Bible reading problems, like it's sham wow for Bible, then, yeah, this is dumb and people won't like it. I'm not saying that you have to give this big, long history of Lectio Divina, but I think you can say, everybody can remember this, this is the traditional way that people have read the Bible outside of the liturgy. It is more difficult than most people approach the Bible precisely because it's trying to learn to pray with the Bible. To get used to it will take some training. We're going to do it together. Will that solve everyone's questions? No. But I do think you are absolutely right. No, don't just like breeze through it like, of course, we're contemplating now. In fact, you know, either after contemplation's done or to begin week two, like have people be able to kind of, you know, kvetch about it. What seemed weird about all of this? You're right. People don't do this. This used to be like if you were literate in the Middle Ages, this is how you learned to read the Bible. Remember that most of the saints in heaven were illiterate, and how they learned about the scripture was being told stories or hearing it at Mass. But if you could read, you did it this way. So when people go like, well, why haven't we been doing this for like the past 100 years in the church? where you're like, well, past 100 years, this is the first time some entire groups of people, the majority, learned to read. But we didn't catch up on that part because not everybody was monks. We're in America. The Reformation happened. All sorts of stuff. That's another talk entirely. But you can say, no, this has been going on somewhere in the church from the very beginning. A monastery, a cathedral, somewhere. And when we do this, we join up with a great line of our mothers and fathers in the faith, doing as they did it, learning to pray with the scriptures. I mean, I think your concern's founded. I don't know if that, do you think that helps at all? Yeah. And the other thing, too, is I am here to be bothered. So if you get done and there's like, Bo, person A, C, and F, they're not buying it, or they have questions, I'll at least email me and I'll answer back. I'll see what I can do about even stopping by, or maybe, you know, we're at church. Bo, come here. I mean, I'll do what I can. This is something let me reiterate. This is not something where I'm like, this is the neatest new fad. This is something I think is beyond important, is to learn to read the scriptures as if we're listening to God and not memorizing stuff. And again, I would love to hear back from you guys, even if it's just through email and stuff like this as you get started. But, you know, sort of some of the preliminary remarks you can say is like, you know, look, we're not trying to, like, win profundity awards, right? We're not like, finally, we're going to get some answers to the Book of Mark, right? If people give, so to speak, pedestrian answers that people have given for thousands of years, good, that's fine. Because not everybody's heard all those things. You got to help people. Like, I know that you're not going to be able to give that, repeat this whole spiel. It's far too, you know, meandering. But the thing that I want you to get at is like, look, guys, we're not so much trying to say, what does Mark really say? What we're trying to get at is, what is God saying now through this? To me, to us, right? And sure, that probably doesn't mean like, oh, God wants me to get the Kenmore washing machine. This is what the third verse means. Yeah, it's not going to be anything silly like that. But like, you can hear the parable of the sower 1,000 times. And each time, there's just a tweak on it specific to you. And I think that if you throw that out there too, you know, again, we got to navigate two extremes. One is like the extreme of thinking there's only one answer, that this scripture passage can only mean one thing and it's a fight about the right one. The other extreme is like, whatever's clever, bros. Mark says whatever you want, peace and love. We can't go to either extreme. But that's why we also learn to read in communion, in community, as we say, God is speaking something to you, but God will never speak something to you that violates what he said elsewhere. And so if we're going to get people who will do Lectio on their own, we got to give them the space to train to do it. And so we're going to do it together. And you guys are going to help. And we trust you because you've led these things before. And I know that Lectio is a bit different than what we've gone on before, but you've navigated these problems before. You've navigated the people who've tried to dominate the conversation, said there's only one way to read the book, and you've navigated people who were like, well, to me, John Paul II thinks we should move to Mars or whatever, right? We've all met the whole gamut. You guys are pros on that regard. It's just a matter of applying it to the Bible that I think is going to be people are like, this is a new way to do it. Prayer. What is God saying to me with this? I think it's going to be great, no matter what we find out. It'll be great.